Charles Carson. The last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N, Charles. This is an 86-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and the aging process. Period. I have to mention that in the post-void pelvic ultrasound, there was a residual volume of 130 mLs, period. The patient was referred to Dr. Arciola, and apparently, since the patient didn't have any symptoms, intervention has not been recommended, period. The patient has a creatinine of 2.2, a BUN of 52, and an estimated GFR of 27 mLs per minute. There is no proteinuria. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has a hyperuricemia. The patient is on a euloric. A following number, anemia, that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. Interestingly, despite the fact that the patient takes the iron, the hemoglobin this time is 9.7, which is trending not down from 10.5, period. A note was sent to the Florida Cancer Center for them to address this fall in the hemoglobin, period. I think the patient has anemia associated to CKD. Following number, the hyperkalemia has resolved. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Following number, cardiomyopathy that is followed by cardiologist. And following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post-stent. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 5 months with laboratory workup. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.